Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch on location at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire football season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
It's nice to get a little bit of applause after that ball whipping we took Friday night.
Speaking of that, Coach, we got to talk about that for probably the first half of the show. Then we're done. Then we'll talk about some other stuff. But 37-0 loss to Camden County. It wasn't pretty, was it, Coach?
No, not at all. We did not execute. We got outplayed in every phase of the game, and that don't need to happen. We got out coached. We got outplayed. We got out schemed. You name it, it happened. We got outdone.
But going into the game, Coach, we had a good game plan. All we had to do was execute it.
Yeah, I love the game plan, but it doesn't matter what you put on paper if you can't execute it. We didn't execute. When you don't execute, it was a little bit too difficult. We saw that. We did have some problems during the week in executing some of the things. I thought we would be able to do it, we weren't. So we had to simplify things down from here on out.
Coach, offensively, Friday night we had 225 yards of total offense for the entire game. One play consisted of 88 of those yards. Have you ever had an offense that has performed that poorly in a game? You're known as the offensive coach around the state of Georgia, and I know that's got to just eat at you from last week.
Yeah, it's happened before. Don't forget to mention that we didn't cross the 50 till the third quarter. That was there too. We played poorly. I mean, Camden did a good job too. The field position, we had poor field position all night. And then penalties hurt us. We would have, just some holding calls here and there that would stall drives. Or just something that would stall a drive. And we can't do that. We got to overcome those mistakes and be better for it. And that didn't happen Friday night.
I'm not going to bring up the official and the coach because people in these parts get a little bit upset when you talk about the officiating, so we'll just leave it at that. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's good.
Coach, offensively, our offensive line, we kind of got pushed around a little bit. I know we had some injuries and you had to do some shuffling around a little bit, and it just didn't work out. You said before the game that Camden had some studs in the interior of their defensive line. They kind of just pushed us around a little bit up front, didn't they, last Friday night?
They did. Their nose guard's the best nose guard we've seen. Probably going to be the best nose guard we've seen all season. And we had to play him with the backup center. And that was a little difficult for the center. He had a tough task at hand. He usually plays left tackle. We had to move him over to center, and he struggled. He's going to be a good lineman in the future. He's young. He does good for us to tackle when he's there, but he struggled a little bit at center, and it kind of showed, especially on that first play of the night.
Coach, our running backs rate their performance last Friday night. I know that we had to throw the football a lot because we were behind. Rate their performance last week.
Subpar. I mean, they did good in the blocking scheme for our pass protection. I think they did well there. But running the football, we have to run it with a little bit more sense of urgency than we did. I don't think we ran it hard enough until the third quarter. So, they stuck their nose in and grinded it out. But I expect more, out of our running game. We have to rely heavily on the running game, but it just wasn't there. It wasn't working for us on Friday.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we had some wide receivers step up last Friday night, make a few good plays. Whitfield kid, he rebounded from some earlier struggles in the season and caught some passes. And, talk a little bit about those guys. We got some young talent at the wide receiver position that just needs more and more game experience, and they're going to continue to get better and better every week.
They are. The thing that they need the most is consistency. You know, and that also comes with quarterback play. You know, it comes with timing. The more routes you run with your quarterback, the better timing's going to be. And they got to be consistent on it. Like when they have a 15-yard route, they got to get to their depth. They got to run at full speed. That ball's not coming in the air full speed. The minute at half speed, it comes full speed. So the route's got to be run full speed. And little things like that. Once they get their timing down and they really understand the defenses that they're seeing, that's another thing. With their inexperience, they are, and they're getting more and more experience every week. So it's getting better and better. But they haven't seen it as much. The more they see it, the better they'll get. And now we're to the point where I think they see just what all the coverages are going to see. So now it's just about executing.
Coach, I'm fixing to ask you one of these questions that Nick Saban got asked all summer long.
Can I answer it the same way he did?
No, I'm not Maria Taylor. Assess your quarterback situation, Coach.
Both of them do different things well. Mountain's going to start on Friday, but that doesn't mean KJ isn't going to play. They're both going to play. They both do different things better than each other. They're both very tough competitors. They both are working hard. But right now, I started analyzing everything, every little detail. And, right now, KJ, good is a dynamic quarterback, but he's turned the ball over in every game he's ever played in. As a Pirate, so he's got to learn to not turn the ball over. Mountain had 24 snaps in the McIntosh game. He didn't turn the ball over, and then in the snaps that he had, he didn't turn the ball over in the Camden game. So he's earned an opportunity to get a start, I believe. And KJ's right there. He battled. They both had a really good week of practice. I even think Mountain had probably his best week of practice this week, and KJ was right there with him. I mean, they both performed real hard, but I'm going to give Mountain a start, and I believe he deserves the opportunity. But KJ's right there, and you're going to see them both play.
Coach, when you're talking about turnovers, and I know that's a really frustrating point for you because you prepare all week in practice, is it just not seeing things, or just not picking up your keys, or things like that? A
combination of things. I mean, both of those are definitely two things. Sometimes it's not even his fault. We missed a block one time, and he got blindsided from the back, and he fumbled the football that way. Locking into one receiver, good defensive backs are looking, they're going to see him locked in, and they're going to jump the routes. Different things like that. That's going to be something that he's got to learn from experience. Some people just learn the hard way. Some people are, you can tell until you're blue in the face, but until it happens to them. And there's things like with Mountain. Mountain, first of all, extremely late. And we've been harping on that time in and time out. And if he throws the ball late on Friday, it's going to get picked off. So he's going to make sure he gets on time, and he's got to be on target. I believe the more film they watch, the more they play, the more they see it, the better they become. And that was another problem. We can check on huddle how much film they watch. When your starting quarterback only watched a total of 5 minutes of film throughout the week, it showed up. It showed up on Friday night. This week I checked both quarterbacks. Both quarterbacks have improved their amount of time. But still, Anthony Mountain has watched about 2.5 to 3 hours of film, where KJ's sitting around 30 minutes. So you got to understand that part's important. You got to understand what you're looking at. You got to watch and correct your mistakes, and you have to turn around and look at the team you're going against and be able to know how to dissect it and burn it.
Coach, in spite of how bad the offense played last week, we go in at halftime. We're down, 16-0. We get the ball coming out of the half, and we throw an interception. Kind of killed that. From then on down, it seemed like everything was downhill.
It was, and there were some calls before half. I mean, you look at hindsight, I could have done a little different, but, we haven't crossed the 50. Right. At the point, I believe it was only 3-0 when I went 4th-and-4th down. I was trying to, it might have been 10. I can't remember now. But I went 4th-and-4th down. We went empty, and I had a quarterback draw called, and they sent the blitz in, and they drove the quarterback in the backfield. And that changed the momentum because they were able to score again right after that, right before half. And if I were to probably punt the football, looking at hindsight, maybe they don't score. And then it's a different ball game coming out in the second half. But, you know, I'm going to take chances. That's my personality. I didn't like the fact that we couldn't move the ball. I knew how good they were on special teams. And so I gambled on our side, and I took a shot. And if it would have worked, it could have changed the whole momentum of the game. But it didn't work, and it changed the whole momentum of the game the wrong way.
When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about defense and special teams from last week. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway, in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show. Here comes Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kim Branch on location from Kraft 44. The segment brought to you by Kraft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, I thought our defense played pretty good
for the first half,
and then in the second half we got tired and put our heads down and kind of, I don't know, I don't like to use the term mail it in, but it looked like we mailed it in there in the fourth quarter after the clock started running. But in the first half, the guys played really, really well. What do you think?
You got to contribute that a lot to two players on the defensive side of the ball. One, Billy Anderson. He had to do a different role, and he did that role, and he played fantastic. And the other one was Freddie Towns. Freddie Towns, we locked him up on our best receiver, and he didn't do anything except catch a tip ball off of a scramble in that first half when Freddie hurt his ankle, that's when everything changed. Freddie went down. We had to change up things in the secondary, and things just went south on our defense from there. So when he went down, we struggled. But those two players really, really played well, and you know, I was proud of both of them.
Coach, talk a little bit. You know, Camden's got a big offensive line. They've got a bunch of depth, and they rotate a lot of players. Talk a little bit about defensive line play. We called Justin Acker's name a couple of times on the radio, but overall, how did the unit play?
They played okay, and yeah, they're going to get better. I think this week you're going to see something really special. We made some changes, but I think you're going to be calling his name more. You're going to be calling 21 name Butler. You're going to call Octavius Butler's name more. I have a feeling they're going to have a good game. They have a big responsibility this week, and the way they practice, I think they're up to it. I think we've changed some things defensively that fits them, and we were able to do that because Bruno and AJ are doing real well in the middle, and if they continue to do what they're doing in the middle, and if Keith Garrett can stay healthy, you know, he's a little banged up, if he can stay healthy and do what he's doing with those two guys in the middle, we can do a lot of more things off the edge with Justin Acker and Butler.
So it's possible No, I won't ask that. I don't want to give away any of the game plan. Coach, talk a little bit about your linebacker play last week. We had Bruno Marshall available for the first time this year, and you know, that's the youngest group that we had experience-wise. I don't want to use that term young. I don't want you to get on my case, but experience-wise, that was the group coming into the season that had the least experience, and we plugged him in Friday night. Talk a little bit about the play of our linebacker core last week.
Yeah, none of those players we have right now that are playing this year played at all last year on the varsity level, except for Buckley. He got a little bit of playing time. But he adds another dimension. He gives us a little bit more of a physical presence in the middle. But then the other linebackers are starting to learn the game and get better. We got this, you know, this little old midget you see running around the field that's like super fast named Crump.
Is that 34?
That's 34. Okay. He's flying around. He's starting to make plays, and I'm excited about him. He's a little spark plug, very strong, you know, probably pound for pound, probably the strongest guy on our team.
Coach, our defensive backs, like you said, Freddie Towns went out with the ankle sprain, and before that, we were kind of playing their receivers pretty good because they're pretty stout at receiver. After that, as the game went on, we gave up a few plays in the back end, but a lot of that had to do, I think, with just being on the field pretty much a lot during the football game.
That's true. The offense couldn't get anything going, so our offense only had 56 snaps or something like that.
56 snaps.
Yeah, and we're talking about a unit. This year we've been between 52 and 56 a lot, and that's not good. You know, this unit, you know, we need to have them in the 70s and 80s, and it just wasn't getting done. So our defense was on the field a lot. It's kind of wore down.
Got wore down. What is that attributed to, Coach? Just lack of execution, or just, I know these kids have made great strides in the strength and conditioning program, but you know, we're playing a 7A high school that's just looks like the Persians just put wave after wave after wave on in, so you get wore down.
But it wasn't as much physically as it was mentally.
Okay.
You know, the mental aspect of it is a lot more on you than the physical aspect, and that's what happened. I think when we turned the ball over and things weren't going, the defense had to go right back out. They're like, man, we go right back out. It wasn't that high energy that you need. It wasn't a fact that we weren't in condition. We're in plenty of condition. Our kids are in great shape. I'll put them up against anybody when it comes to our physical condition. But when it comes to our mental condition, you know, we struggle, and we have to get better.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about special teams. I mean, we had one kickoff. It went in the end zone, and then our punter, I looked at the stats. He had 6 punts for close to 35-yard average for the night. I mean, we looked pretty good on special teams.
But yeah, we did. Matter of fact, our punter was our offensive player in the game.
And that's not
a good sign, is it? But we changed up his steps. And, you know,
he was only taking one
Mitch
step.
Taking right? One step, he does a lot better with a one-step deal. And then, of course, our kicker, he got a hold of him. Now, we know he can do that. He does it in practice all the time. He'll boom when we get him into the end zone. But sometimes in the game, he get the case of the shakes here and there, but he didn't get it this time. He knocked that ball straight into the end zone, and he's plenty capable of doing that. We just got to get him to do that on a consistent basis.
He's over there nodding his head at you.
He knows. He knows.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about practice this week. We'll get an injury report. We'll talk a little bit about New Hampstead. So you're listening to the Sean Pender Show. And we'll be right back on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Ranch on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, I talked to you after the game last Friday night, and I know you were not a happy camper after the football game, and it's safe to say that we had some come to Jesus meetings over the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, and talk a little bit about the intensity that you've seen, not just the players, but in your coaching staff and your players, and how that's carried over into this week.
Well, look, we perform poorly, and when that happens, as the head coach, I have to take responsibility. So, you know, in taking responsibility for that, you had to look at your entire program. What was going on? Why are we performing this way? There's a lot of questions that have to be answered. So I kept the staff in. I made the staff watch the film together after the game, right then and there. And then I challenged everybody, on our staff. And it was basically, look, is this as hard as you're going to work if this meant putting food on your family's table? And they all have to think that way. Is everyone on the staff giving 100% of their effort? And then I called out some people on the staff that I felt weren't. In front of everybody on the staff, and then I challenge everybody on their staff, and it starts with me. It all starts with me. But I challenge everybody on their staff, plus myself, that make sure that we're giving 100% effort, or doubling what we need to do, and at the same time, staying positive with our kids. Because when you up that stress and you up that ante, it's easy to let bad things roll downhill, and we're not going to do that. We're going to take the responsibility as coaches, because it's our job to get kids to do what they don't want to do in order for our kids to become what we want them to become. And we want our kids to become successful. We want our kids to become winners. We want our kids to become champions. And to do that, then we got to hold ourselves to a championship caliber coaching style. And I don't feel we were doing that. So this week we had our coaches, they busted their tails. They've done a really good job. I think it's going to show Friday night. I think our kids are responding well. And we're going to get after it. We're going to play with a lot of energy and emotion. And we're going to have kids trying to hustle, get to what they're going to do. And if they don't, I don't care what the talent level is. It's everything's going to be based on performance and not potential. If the kids aren't doing what they're supposed to do, we're going to take them out. We're going to put somebody else in. You might see names you've never seen before if we don't get the intensity level where we need to be and the hustle where it needs to be. That's the number one thing I think you're going to see change, and the excitement. And we're going to get a lot of energy going, and I think it's going to be exciting. We got a tough challenge ahead of us with New Hampstead. And I think you're going to see our best football so far.
Coach, we're old school. It's got to hurt to lose, doesn't it? I mean, I hate losing at anything. I mean, if you and I were playing checkers right here and you beat me, I'd want to flip the table over. Is that the kind of mentality that you're looking for out of your kids?
Oh, absolutely. I want competitors. I want guys that will do whatever they need to do to make sure they put themselves in positions to be successful. And that's, it starts with us. It starts with the coaches. Because the kids will mimic and they will rise to the expectations that you hold them to. And if you lower your expectations for them, and I take that credit for myself. Remember the beginning of the year, we were talking about all the inexperience and whatnot, and all the youth, and by doing that, we gave them a crutch, and we lowered our expectations. We might not have meant to, but we did, and that's not what this program is going to be about. We're going to be someone that's going to keep our expectations to a premium, and we're going to try to hold our kids to that standard.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, when you look at our schedule and you see the name New Hampstead come up and people say, oh, they're from Savannah, it's going to be a cakewalk, and that couldn't be further from the truth this Friday night, could it?
Oh, no, but just to change the subject real quick, you heard that clapping that just happened?
Yeah.
That wasn't because of anything you said. It was because the food came out here at Craft Work.
Those sliders do look pretty good.
They are. We had them last Sunday, and they're absolutely delicious. But yeah, going back to New Hampstead, they are not your typical New Hampstead. They're 2-1 right now. They have two convincing wins over Jenkins and Beach, and then their loss was a close loss to the Bowl School out of Jacksonville. And if you're not familiar with the Bowl School has 11 state championships on their board, like 4 or 5 state runners up. It's a really good program. And New Hampshire's got athletes. They're big up front. They have physical running backs, and they got the best quarterback we've seen all year. He's a dual threat kid. He's extremely accurate. He's extremely fast. What you're going to see from New Hampstead is not them having consistent plays like in drives, but them breaking and making big plays. That's what they do, and they do it well. They have receivers that can go up and get it in double coverage. The quarterback can drop dimes in there. So it's going to be our defense is going to have their hands full there. Offensively, they're really big up front, and they got a really good Division I Mike linebacker. At number 25, they got defensive end. Number 6 is also the running back. He does a good job, and they're really talented on the back end. But, we got to play good disciplined football in order to beat them, and we're capable of beating this team based on that. I think that we can beat them if we execute. If we execute, it's the game on. We will win. We just got to do our assignments.
Coach, talk a little bit more about that quarterback. You told me last weekend that this kid is the best quarterback we'll see in the regular season.
I haven't seen another quarterback better on film.
Okay.
You know, I know that no one in our region has a quarterback like this, and I haven't seen Monroe on film, so I don't know about them. But I know this kid's the best we've seen so far athletically. He can extend plays, and then he has the great ability to keep his eyes downfield. And if our defensive backs do not cover all the way through the whistle, this kid's going to make you pay. If we step up, if we lose our guy, he's going to find him. And then if you don't come up to tackle this kid, he's going to gain a lot of yards in a hurry. He broke contain on Bowl several times and had long touchdown runs. He had some quick strikes to receivers. Receivers broke one tackles, long touchdown runs.
Explain to the people here, Coach, and our listeners out there about the Bowl School in Jacksonville, Florida, the home of Tipper Jones. That's where he played his high school sports. They cherry-pick athletes all over the state of Florida, bring them in on called tuition assistance, and they are a quality football team. In New Hampstead, some people said they should have won that football game.
They had them. They were right there with them. They dropped early. It was 20-6 early, and it looked like Bowles was controlling it. Then New Hampstead hit a quick slant for a long touchdown, and momentum seemed to change. They started just turning things around. Bowles had to score 2 defensive touchdowns on interceptions in order to win the game. And that was late in the fourth quarter.
Coach, before we wrap up tonight, Touchdown Club here. Nice crowd here tonight at Craft 44. Any last comments you want to make to them before we break out of here tonight?
I always appreciate their support, but I do want to make a comment about we are in a competition with GA. Moses is another restaurant in town that's opening up, and they're having a promotion that's going on between Brunswick High and GA. And 100% of the proceeds will go to our athletic department for the county. However, whoever the most money is donated to which program, if you go in there and eat on Friday, a thousand extra dollars is going to be donated to that school. So we need that support. We need that money. So if you can, on Friday, make it to Moe's and put your money in the Brunswick hat, the Brunswick High hat.
Guess I know where I'll be eating lunch on Friday.
That's right. And then at 5:40, we're going to have the Pirate Walk. So make sure you're there to support our kids as we enter the stadium.
Yep. All right. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
Head Go Pirates!